Okay. Next, coming up on Fight Back, we have a local activist who is going to talk to us about a new program that's going to be organized in Houston called Cop Watch. And heaven knows that, given the history of the Houston police in this city, just in the last couple of weeks, never mind the last century, that Cop Watch is certainly in order. When I moved to Houston in 1968, the police had just stomped Bobby Joe Connor to death. A few years later, they shot down Carl Hampton on Dowling Street, July 26, 1970, and it has gone on and on and on with illegal activities by the police. What in the world are we going to do about it?
Certainly. It seems like every other week we're having an incident of some kind of misconduct, a murder, and another incident of brutality, not just in Inglewood, not just in New York. We're talking about right here in Houston. We're talking about Harris County. We're talking about Galveston. We're talking about places all over Texas. There is no way that this is going to stop until people become a lot more involved. I want to say thank you to Injiri and to Gloria for having me on the program to talk about some of the work that needs to be done in addressing these issues.
Well, I was excited to get an email saying that you were thinking about organizing Cop Watch in Houston. What is Cop Watch?
The concept of Cop Watch started in the 1960s with the Black Panther Party.
Right.
For those who may not be clear in the history of the Black Panther Party, Oakland, California, is like a lot of cities in the United States, has a heinous history of police brutality. In the case of Oakland, California, there were Oakland police who were basically pulling over black men, not even giving them much of a rundown on what their rights were, abusing them, arresting them, and running them into prisons with basically very little charge or trial. So what the Black Panthers ended up doing, Huey Newton, Bobby Seale, and other Panthers ended up doing, was traveling around Oakland and informing black men who were being pulled over by the police of their rights, that they did not have to submit to a search purely because the police walked up and said, we want to search you, We want to take your pictures, and we want to do basically whatever we want. Cop Watches have been working autonomously all over the United States for the past 10 to 15 years. There are organizations in Portland, in Phoenix. Houston's actually the only city with an internationally recognized police brutality problem that's going to have a Cop Watch. And basically what Cop Watch does is we go around as ordinary citizens and videotape and observe the police. We all have a legal right to do this and have a moral and a political obligation as citizens to hold the police accountable. The incident that happened in Inglewood, California, that so many people have seen on television, was captured by an independent photographer who said, this is a really vicious assault that is going on. Let me take this and turn this over to the media. What Cop Watch wants to do, and organizations of Cop Watch around the country have wanted to do, is to basically tape incidents that are going on in their communities and inform the people who are being pulled over or the people who are being interrogated of what their rights are.
Well, you know, it's interesting because just 2 weeks ago, as Injiri and I were leaving the station after doing Fight Back, we were in the Near North Side and we saw the police harass, this was like 11:30 at night, harassing a young man who was going down the street in a wheelchair. And he was yelling at them and they were yelling at him. And I told Injiri, let's stop and get my video camera, because who knew what was going to happen? And the man was threatened with arrest. He wasn't arrested, although after we kept going, we saw the cops make a U-turn and go back to him. So I don't know what happened to this man. But this happens day in and day out, 24/7, in the poor communities, particularly communities of color in this city.
Absolutely. The history of the police is a very, very racist one.
Yeah.
I know that people would like to pretend that we're removed from that, but the history of the police, particularly in the South, is a very racist one. And what we saw in Oklahoma a few months ago, where this man was sitting down on the concrete and being clubbed by two police officers 27 times, I would argue is not an anomaly.
Yeah.
It happens quite frequently. It just, there aren't very many people with video cameras out there able to capture exactly what's happening to so many people in this country and what's happening to so many people in the South and what's happening to so many people in Harris County. What's happened to Luis Torres, what happened to Pedro Aragon are not isolated incidences.
No.
We need to be confronting each of those and we need to be challenging them. And ideally what an organization like Cop Watch would do is bring people out on the streets to help videotape and document what's going on.
Ernesto, we've been watching the cops a long time. We've been watching them harass, harangue, arrest, and abuse our young people. And when I lived in Freedmanstown, some of the old ones could recount stories where the Houston police were constantly harassing people. They could point to where the hanging tree was in Founders Park on West Dallas Street. Some of the old ones even contend that the officers wore blue during the day and white at night. And we've been watching a long time. That is when I lived in Freedmanstown. I live in the barrio now, and I see that the same thing is happening there. I see very young people, particularly young men, black and brown men, being targeted, harassed, and what the old folks call writing a name down, which is the beginning of getting these kids arrested and taking their futures and robbing us of our children. I hear people standing, talking about this from a distance. You're encouraging us to really just take a forward stance, I mean, really watch and record, challenge the Houston cops.
It's a difficult proposition in a lot of respects. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of research, and it's going to take a lot of fortitude from people. Obviously, there are going to be a lot of people because of legal or personal concerns who might not be able to participate in monitoring of the police.
Mm-hmm.
But however, we want to go ahead and try to find a role for everybody. There are legal support roles, fundraising roles, assisting in all kinds of ways, public outreach, encouraging people
exactly.
to be aware of their rights. What we've got to actually do is make sure that people who are wanting to participate in something like Cop Watch are clear on what our role is. We're not out there to scrap with police. We're also
right.
not out there to dialogue with the cops either. We're not here to hold hands around the maypole, so to speak. We're here to observe police
exactly.
and make sure that there's not going to be another police murder or another young man or young woman who ends up in prison over something that they shouldn't be in prison for at all.
I visited California about 3 years ago, and I talked to some young people who had been formerly been gang members but were now standing up in the community, protecting the community, and educating young, in this instance, African-American community. They had a Watch a Pig program, and it was very effective. They were recording, and the incidences of police harassment and brutality went way, way down. I think it's a thing that must come. I think it must come. The police in Houston and throughout the country are attacking communities as if it didn't matter. And if they could do it and just get away with it, I think it's important. I think it's exciting that this thing is happening. Like Gloria was saying, those policemen were looking back at us. We pulled over. We were a distance away, but we watched what they were doing, and they knew what we were watching.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it made all the difference in the world of what happened to that man, because we just watched. We kept our eyes on them the whole time. So I think it's very exciting.
Ultimately, the goal is to have everyone as cop watch, because we all do have a right to watch the police.
Mm-hmm.
We as citizens, we as taxpayers.
And a responsibility.
Have a responsibility, absolutely, to observe what's going on with police. Police depend on their anonymity, and they depend on people assuming that whatever they're doing is right. What we're doing and what we have all been saying in our communities for a long time is that the police aren't always right, and there are a lot of police who are being very abusive of their power.
Yes.
And we need to be addressing that in a very open manner. This is a really direct way of doing it, but hopefully we can go ahead and bring this out in a way where people can start being aware that they don't have to submit to search and seizures. They don't have to have their photographs taken over. They don't have
exactly.
to be pulled over and just harassed for no reason whatsoever.
Now, Ernesto, I want to ask you, it's probably been 6, 8, 10 years now, on the 4th of July when Paul Broussard was murdered, a gay man was murdered in Houston, and the gay community set up, what's it called, Queer Patrol? Or
Q Patrol.
Mm-hmm. To watch the police.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's actually still going on. We're
right.
in the Montrose area and around the bars, and
mm-hmm.
in the evenings, particularly on weekends, I guess, people are out on the street documenting.
Right.
Is this what you envision, but for the broader community?
Right. This one's a little bit different, and that the goal of Cop Watch is to be an independent organization. Cop Watches throughout the country do not collaborate with the police, do not allow involvement of law enforcement or the state. Ultimately, our goal is to create people's power,
uh-huh.
to do this in a way where we're not saying, oh, we want to go ahead and work with the police to help us all come together to create this wonderful law enforcement. We understand that law enforcement needs to be corrected independently. The review boards that we have currently are a very good example have a situation where there really isn't any review at all, where it's basically rubber stamping the murders that are going on.
Right. I think that's great that it's independent of the police, because in many communities, the police are nothing but occupying forces.
Exactly.
That, you know, if you have an old car, if you're young, if you're driving down Fulton Street and near Cavalcade, mm-hmm. you're going to get stopped. This doesn't happen in some neighborhoods. Let me ask you about the Kmart raid. How does your proposal coincide with trying to prevent something like that from happening again?
The one thing that I was really happy about in regard to the Kmart raid, if there's anything to be happy about, was the fact that a lot of this was caught on video.
Yeah.
And a lot of this was caught on film. I think it's a very powerful statement when the general public can see all these youths basically handcuffed, treated the way a lot of youths are treated, but they never get on video, unfortunately, uh-huh. and they never get a voice. The media is rightfully shocked about it, was rightfully shocked about what's happened with this whole Kmart incident, and is demanding some accountability. And the public generally is demanding accountability, not simply the activists, who are all very, very committed individuals, but even families are getting involved with mm-hmm. these situations. So that's a really positive thing, and I'm hoping that CopWatch can get plugged in that type of work, where we are monitoring what's going on, videotaping situations as police begin to pull people over. What happened to those youths was just unspeakable, in my opinion. Randomly sweeping up everyone, regardless of what they were doing, if they were shopping, if they were out to get food, just sweeping them up and giving them basically criminal records and putting them into the system should not be happening. Mm-hmm. And ideally, CopWatch, by observing and videotaping and recording and monitoring what the people themselves are going through, will hopefully change that by giving voice to what's happening.
If people are interested in finding out more or perhaps learning what their role could be in something like this, what should they do?
There are a number of ways to contact us. We have a voicemail. It's 713-559-1359. There's also an email address. If folks want to email, it's CopWatch, CopWatch, at illegalvoices.org. Again, that phone number is 713-559-1359. In addition, as you mentioned at the top of the show, I'll be doing a presentation on Wednesday night at the Unitarian Church, which is at 5200 Fannin. That's the corner of Fannin and Southmore. The meeting is going to be for the October 22nd Coalition, which organizes a national protest against police brutality. I'll be on the agenda to give a brief presentation on CopWatch, and hopefully we can bring some people out and you can get plugged in.
Okay, and the email is copwatch at illegalvoices.org.
Org, right.
Okay, and the phone number is 713-559-1359.
Right. Anybody who's going to be getting involved with CopWatch, regardless of level, is going to go through a training on basic principles of CopWatching, what this means, that this isn't going to be a get into a fight with police type of thing, but also to be aware of what Texas laws are. Mm-hmm. So there have been CopWatch organizations. Austin's a good example of a city that has a CopWatch organization, and the police have tried to sweep up CopWatch members simply for observing things, claiming that they're interfering with arrests. And they've had the same situation in Berkeley, which has had a CopWatch for almost 5 years.
Wow. Are there other cities in Texas besides Austin that have a CopWatch?
Austin's the only one right now.
Gloria, remind me of the name of the young man who was killed by, I think it was Houston cops. He was killed by police. And it turned out the man was armed with a can opener.
Oh, can opener. There's been can openers. There's been Bibles.
So many
there's
things.
Been car keys.
Branches.
Yes.
I can't remember.
What I'm leading up to, is this a conjunctive opportunity for people to learn how to purport themselves and how to deal with the police? And what are your rights when dealing with the police? Because Houston, these accounts, the police are giving the most obscure, inane reasons for why they acted with deadly force. Can we take our hands out of our pockets? Can we look them in the eye? I mean, can we speak when we're spoken to? Is this a conjunctive opportunity to teach people how to interact with the police and live to tell the story?
Part of the goals of CopWatch, of many organizations who've worked under the name of CopWatch, some of the goals that have been formulated over the years are working, of course, to end police brutality, but also to empower people to be aware of what their rights are, so they don't have to be immediately intimidated by a police officer who starts flashing a badge and a light in your face and asking you for all kinds of information. Mm-hmm. To be empowered of your rights and aware of what you are allowed to say and do as an ordinary citizen.
Yes.
So being aware of those kinds of things, I think, is really critical. And ideally, I think a CopWatch organization here in Houston would be doing things like Know Your Rights forums.
You know, since September 11th, too, too. I think this is even more critically needed because we have a whole new segment of our society that's been targeted by police, namely the Arab communities, the South Asian communities, the Muslim communities.
And, or people who look like they may be.
Right. And those of us who are in opposition to this government's response to September 11th, which is to perpetrate more violence and more death and destruction on mm-hmm. other innocent people, are subject to the same thing. So it seems like since 9/11, all of us need more of this information at our fingertips and to be able to readily say, well, I don't have to give you that information unless I'm under arrest or whatever.
Particularly in communities of color where there have been antagonistic relationships to the police, I think the assumption of youth that I've dealt with, at least in the past, is that, well, I kind of have to subject to this police going through my mm-hmm. bags or going through my car, photographing me, because that's kind of the way it is. And that's a really frightening thing to say, that so many youth have been miseducated in that way by our society, but that's a really big problem. And if we can start reaching out to people and informing them that, yes, you do have democratic rights, human rights, and you need to be exercising those, and the police are not the all-powerful occupying army that they have represented for so long, ideally we'll start empowering more people and mm-hmm. start reaching out and start breaking through those boundaries and breaking through the sense of powerlessness that so many people feel right now after this war on terrorism and this war on dissent and everything else that has been unleashed on so many communities.
Right. Well, I think KPFT's own Ray Hill actually has contributed to our information of what to do and what not to do by one of his lawsuits, mm-hmm. which has to do with whether or not you have to show identification when you're right. stopped. And I understand you don't unless you're under arrest.
Right. You don't have to show it unless you're under arrest. Ray has had many stories about that. I think one of the things he's pointed out is that you do not have to show ID, although he's mentioned that sometimes police will hassle you and find a reason to arrest you if you don't,
if you
show,
don't
ID.
Show
My
ID.
Daughter was arrested because she didn't show ID. They took her to jail.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She was right in front of her friend's home. Cop asked her for her ID, and she was dialoguing with him. He arrested her.
It's hard to put a finger on exactly how this can change, but I started looking in this organization because I'm like a lot of people. I've been interested and involved in a lot of things over the years, but I've just seen the situation just continue to get worse and worse and worse. And we can either sit in our homes and hope that this thing changes, or we can start reaching out to others mm-hmm. and start organizing and start looking to make a change. And this show represents a really big change, I hope, for a lot of people who are listening who might not have a lot of the resources that have been presented here. Uh-huh. And hopefully those who have been sitting out looking at whatever incidents are going on television can reach out and get involved with this and get involved with some of the resources you presented on the show and make their own ways of change.
Fight back.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, I hope that folks can join the October 22nd Coalition Wednesday night at the Unitarian Church on the corner of Fannin and Southmore at 7 o'clock?
Yes, 7 o'clock.
And at that meeting, Ernesto will be laying out his plans for Cop Watch in Houston. And like I said, heaven knows we need it in the city of Houston, the fourth largest city in the country. And I don't know where we rank in police brutality, but I'm sure it's
way
close
high.
To the top. Just like the state of Texas ranks with the death penalty.